is the Free Speech Zone. A pleasure to be with you on another great afternoon, and I guess great's a qualifier. We'll come back to that, shall we? In the meantime, let me remind you, if you want to join us during this or any hour of the program, the email address, tony@thetonyshow.com. The Access Communications toll-free number, 888-900-9966. I want to point something out. In that show open, the president, you know, does that little Bushism. Well, we will not have an all-volunteer army. No, we will. If you ever listen to that full clip, the audience actually laughs. And it makes you wonder, when you sign that loyalty pledge, do they take your brain out with you? Just a thought. All right, let me turn my attention now to my next guest. Joining us is Brad Friedman. Of course, Brad is the founder and is the media, because I love Brad. Bradblog.com, bradshow.com. And Brad Friedman, welcome back to the Tony Trupiano Show.
Thank you, sir. I think that I think your brain has to have been removed already if you're going to sign a loyalty pledge like that.
It just crazy. I get offended when I hear it, Brad. I get offended when I hear that full clip. And I was doing some work last night in the audience or in the office, and I ran across that clip and listened to it again, and the audience is laughing as if it's funny.
Oh, well, that was prior to the election, right?
Yes, it was prior to the election.
Yeah, boy, these guys on the right are just astounding. And you know, I should mention, some of this has come up of late. I should mention, actually, right off the bat, since I'm, as you know, very involved in the election reform movement. The election reform movement lost a good friend last night. Andy Stevenson died last night, lost his fight with cancer. A short but valiant fight, and he was a friend to, boy, a lot of us in the election reform movement, and really fought the good fight, was just a terrific guy, a terrific friend, a great supporter of mine at the blog and on the radio show. He was on our very first show. And, the reason that I mentioned about the right is because, you know, he was having trouble. He was suddenly diagnosed just a few months ago with pancreatic cancer, and a bunch of folks online, as a tribute to how beloved he really is, raised about $50,000 in like 3 days to help him get the surgery that he needed, and an industry popped up claiming that Andy was a fraud, and that what was going on was, you know, a fraud, and they actually held his funds, and his surgery was moved back 3 weeks because of these people.
Jesus, and, Brad, you're joking.
No, I'm not joking. It was, you know, folks on Free Republic and Conservative Underground, and it was really appalling. And I think right now a time to, you know, remember Andy and the good side of him and what he fought for. But it's hard to think about that, you know, in this light right now, and wondering, you know, had things been a little different and he hadn't had to put off his surgery for 3 weeks and deal with the stress of trying to prove, you know, while being sick with pancreatic cancer, having to, you know, demonstrate to people that he really was sick, to people who had, you know, set up websites to claim that he was a fraudster and everything. I mean, it's, yeah, no, I'm not kidding. I wish that I was.
Well, Brad, my very good friend Ben Birch, who runs WhiteRoseSociety.org, that archives this show, did send me a link today to Andy's website, and for those that would like to go there, it's www.andythanksyou.com, and I'm assuming that you have been there.
Yeah, that's actually a site that Ben set up since Andy became ill, and I think Ben was keeping that up and monitoring that and updating that, and you know, so thanks to Ben for doing that and helping keeping everybody up to date on what was really going on with Andy, because there was a lot of, you know, these disinformation folks out there, and they do exist, and they are out there in spades on the internet, willing to exploit any situation they can, and I think they've really hit a new low in what they did to Andy, to this man who was clearly a dying man, and yeah. So there is information at andythanksyou.com. I think Right now, the family, given what has happened over the past month or so with that situation, they're understandably being very quiet and private right now, so I'm not sure what the plans are going to be in the future, you know, and what they're hoping for, but yeah, you know, thanks to Ben and really everyone in the election reform movement at democraticunderground.com who, you know, who supported Andy, who came up with an extraordinary amount of money so he could get the best medical care possible. He actually had surgery at Johns Hopkins, from one of the best, specialists in this, in the country. And so, you know, God love those people out there who are, you know, willing to, you know, support folks like that when they need help. And Andy had certainly done the same. He had done the same for me. He was, as I say, instrumental in getting my radio show up on the air that first week when I had about 24 hours to put together a four-hour radio show out of nothing on the in the middle of nowhere. I was on the road at the time, and God love him. He was there for me and helped, and he will be greatly missed.
But, well, you know, Brad, before you go on, I think it's important we explain to my audience who Andy was and why he was so important to so many people. We've not done that yet.
Well, he was, you know, one of the folks early on. He had worked with blackboxvoting.org, and he was one of the, you know, the folks before a lot of us had joined the election reform movement and understood that there was something horribly, horribly wrong with this electronic voting. You know, he was in there working with Bev Harris and trying to expose and trying to get the message out. And, you know, I felt like kind of a yutz after November 2nd when I really saw what had happened, and I finally got to take a real look at these insidious electronic voting machines, and I understood really how unaccountable they were and how unaccountable these voting machine companies are to anyone. And I had heard of black box voting prior to the election. I was interested in it, but didn't really think there was, you know, I was not overly concerned about it. I guess it was hard to believe that anybody could be so cynical as to, you know, game an election through the use of these things. Since the election, however, I've learned a lot more. It was really a wake-up call to me. But guys like Andy had been on the beat long ago trying to let people know what was going on. He actually gave up a run. He was running for Secretary of State in Washington and gave that up to work with Black Box Voting. And eventually they parted ways, but he continued that fight and continued, you know, as an election fraud investigator all around the country. And he would do teach-ins and teach folks how to audit votes, how to audit elections. And, I mean, he just gave incredibly generously of his time with, you know, no real nothing to gain from it. I mean, there ain't a lot of money in the election reform movement, as you might imagine, you know, but he was doing it because he loved his country and because he was concerned about election fraud, no matter what side of the aisle it fell on, Republican or Democrat. And, you know, this country is indebted to folks like that. And, so.
Well, you and I spoke, late afternoon for you yesterday, early evening for me, and you told me, that you were concerned about Andy because you had heard that the family had been called to his bedside. Sadly, Brad Friedman, what you thought was happening probably happened a lot quicker than even you believed it would.
Yeah, it did. And I'm going to see I don't yet have the technical proficiency that you guys do on your radio show, but we're going to see if we can pull together a tribute to Andy for tomorrow night's radio show from the interview that we did, as I say, on that very first show. To try to remind everyone what a terrific guy he was, what a tireless fighter he was for this country, and frankly, what a hysterically funny guy he was too. I mean, he was really funny, and you know what? I didn't know him that long. I've only gotten to know him within the past 6 or 8 months, but he was immediately like my best friend out of nowhere. And you know, some folks are just like that when you meet him. And Andy was one of those guys that I just felt like I had known him all my life. So.
Yeah, Brad, let me just, because we're up against the break here, Shelby LaPree at RadioPower.org, one of our internet streaming partners, just told me that he was on Mike Malloy's show last week. Ben Birch does archive Mike's show, and I would bet that if you sent Mike an email asking him to take some of that interview to use this weekend, he'd be more than happy to let you do that.
That's, you know what, that's a great idea, and you're right, he was. He was doing this stuff from the hospital because he had had an infection since the surgery. And, thanks for that reminder. I'm going to try to get in touch with Mike.
All right, Brad, we need to take a quick break here. Yeah. We'll come back. A lot more to get to as well. Again, you can go, simply just go to thankyouandy.com. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back. Stay with us.
He'll make you think. He'll make you mad.
Hi, this is Shelby LaPree, station manager of Radio Power. Radio Power is an independent, progressive radio network that is entirely funded by listener donations. We're in the middle of our pledge drive, and I have a very special announcement to make. A private individual who wishes to remain anonymous has offered to match dollar for dollar every donation that we bring in. That means that if you make a $20 donation, we will get a $40 total donation. If you make a $50 donation, we will get a total $100 donation. And if you make a $100 donation today, we will get a total of $200 donated to our network. This is an extraordinary opportunity that I'm asking you to help us take advantage of today. If you listen to our radio programs on a daily basis, then you know the quality of programming that we bring you can be found nowhere else. Tom Hartman, Tony Trupiano, Peter Werby are just a few of the big names, the heavy hitters in progressive talk radio that we bring you on a daily basis. The amount of bandwidth that we consume bringing you these live talk shows is tremendous, and bandwidth is not cheap. And that consumes the majority of our operating expenses. On top of that, we have to pay syndication fees, and we have to have administration costs also. And in order to bring you a lineup of such great progressive talk radio programs, all that we ask is that you pledge a donation right now. I'm asking you to stop whatever you're doing and take 5 minutes and go to radiopower.org and pledge a donation today. You can pledge a donation via any major credit card, or you can pledge a donation using an electronic check from your bank. This can all be done right off of our website. It's all secure. It'll take 5 minutes. That's it. So, again, our website is radiopower.org, and click on the donations link. And for every dollar that you donate, we will get a matching fund, dollar for dollar. This is Shelby LaPree, station manager, thanking you for listening to Radio Power.
Beware of right-wingers lecturing you about morals. I'll tell you about it today on Hightower Radio. Whoa, the religious extremists are on a white-hot tear, aren't they? From George W.'s election to Terry Schiavo to federal judge nominees, such zealots as James Dobson and Pat Robertson are flexing their political muscle, seeking to impose their Republican Christianity on all public policy. They're particularly intent at the moment on saving marriage. Curiously, this holy crusade includes Rush Limbaugh and Newt Gingrich, two serial divorcers and enthusiastic practitioners of extramarital sex. But it's not divorce that worries these marriage saviors. They're opposing marriage itself, when that union is between gay people. We're doing the will of God, they thunder, pointing to the holy word in Leviticus 18:22, which declares homosexuality an abomination. We're not moral relativists, they cry, but biblical literalists. Wait, though. The wrath of Leviticus is deep and wide. Chapter 11, verse 10 tells us that eating shellfish is also an abomination. And in 11:6-8, so is touching anything made of pigskin. Someone call the NFL. Leviticus 19 says that planting two different crops in the same field is forbidden by God. Yet George W.'s Department of Agriculture openly promotes this abomination, calling it companion planting. Let's hope USDA at least insists that those seeds be heterosexual. Speaking of Bush, he's known to have a hot temper and to burst out occasionally with curse words. Does he know that Leviticus 24:10-16 commands that if a person blasphemies God with curse words, the whole town must come together and stone that person? Wouldn't that put the Secret Service in a biblical bind? This is Jim Hightower saying, the problem for extremists who insist that every word of the Bible must be accepted literally is that they then can't pick and choose which scriptures must be obeyed. I suspect they spend more time thumping the Bible than reading it, much less understanding it.
Calling now at 888-900-9966.
Welcome back. Tony Trupiano with you. This is the Free Speech Zone. Again, my guest, Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Feel free to join us. You got the email address, tony@thetonyshow.com, and the Access Communications toll-free number, 888-900-9966. And, Brad, certainly... we need to talk about what happened in London yesterday, no question about that. We'll get to that in just a moment. Want to remind people, just a few short weeks from now, all over the country, on July 23rd, at different times in different parts of the country, Brad, there will be a series of town hall meetings that was originated by Michigan Congressman John Conyers on the third anniversary of the Downing Street Minutes. And I wanted to make sure that we mentioned that again. And, Brad, I thought I'd let you know that I did receive a call from the congressman's office today, and I will be moderating the Detroit town hall meeting.
Oh, is that right? From Congressman Conyers?
Absolutely.
Well, that's great to hear, because that's going to be one of the biggies, obviously. It's live on the net, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, very good. Well, I'm honored that they asked me, Brad. There's no question about that.
Indeed, and I'm thrilled you're able to do that. I just got word, in the last few hours here, that Maxine Waters will be having one out here in Los Angeles. So hopefully I will be able to attend that, although I think that's a Saturday, isn't it?
It is a Saturday.
When I'm usually scrambling to put together a radio show, but hopefully I'll be able to participate in some way, shape, or form. It actually may be happening at night during the show, so I'm not sure. But I think there's some 40 events now planned around the country, with more being added every day. Folks can get information at afterdowningstreet.org. Those events on the 23rd are meant to coincide with the third anniversary of the very first Downing Street memo that was discovered. And it's fallen upon folks like yourself and myself to help spread the word about what really went on. And it was hard before there were bombings in London and Supreme Court justices retiring and everything else. It was hard prior to that to get the word out about this because, you know, we've got a media who ain't doing their job. It's even harder now, so it really does fall to the people, as we've spoken about before, folks like you, and just your average citizens to spread the word. Let folks know about afterdowningstreet.org. Participate in these meetings on the 23rd. As a matter of fact, if you go to afterdowningstreet.org, there is information on how you can set up a house party in your town to participate in the meetings via the internet, via conference calls and everything else. And, hey, man, this democracy ain't going to save itself. So it's up to the people to step up and do it right now.
No question. For those in the Detroit area, within the sound of my voice, at this point, it does look like it'll be 2:00 in the afternoon on Saturday, July 23rd, at Wayne State University, and I'll have much more to tell you next week as they give me more details, and I've been promised a full agenda by the end of next week, so I will get that information out to this audience. Brad, let us talk about what happened yesterday morning in London. A reminder, and we've talked to lots of experts over the last day and a half or so, Brad. Certainly, would like to hear your opinion on what happened yesterday. Obviously, we're not safer. Obviously, the president's rhetoric isn't matching reality, Brad Friedman.
No, what a surprise. Of course, you know, coming from the beat that I tend to cover, I focus a lot on the media. The stuff that really jumped out at me here was this scramble all day yesterday by Fox News. Don't know if you caught any of that. But some pretty appalling rhetoric coming out from there. from first thing in the morning, Brian Kilmeade on Fox News. What is it, Fox and Friends, I think?
Whatever. I can't stand Brad. No, you know what? There's some stuff that I can sit through. Fox and Friends, I can't even pretend to sit through that show.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Brian Kilmeade feels that the bombings yesterday worked to the Western world's advantage for people to experience something like this together during the G8 conference. That's the kind of rhetoric you get. And you know what? And I know you don't want to hear it. And I know it's because it's pretty appalling, but folks need to know what's being said. Folks need to know what these guys are doing. Folks need to know who owns the media and the message that they're sending to America. Because, you know, I know you're busy doing your show every day for 4 hours, and I'm busy blogging every day and you know, looking at the information that, you know, I need to find the information that's not being reported. But the bulk of the country is hearing, you know, what's going on Fox and Rush and all of those jerks. And, you know, they're hearing Brett Hume, who came on yesterday and said that his first thought was that it's time to buy futures, a great time to buy stocks. That's the kind of stuff you're getting from Fox News. And as much as you and I both hate to hear it, people need to hear it, because at some point, again, it's going to fall on the people to say, enough of this stuff. You know, I'm turning off Fox News. I'm writing email to these, you know, networks and saying, you know, what the hell do you think you're doing to our country? And write letters to the editor and complain and expose the kind of cretins that these guys really are.
Well, as a matter of fact, Sean was telling me earlier, I do not listen to Rush Limbaugh, mostly because, and then not that I would have, I think it's good to listen to the opposing point of view. That's when I'm really getting ready for the show. But
right.
Sean, join us for a second. He was telling me earlier that Rush was, you know, pointing out how yesterday morning was an example of how we're winning, Sean?
No, Rush's point was that the attacks on London, he said, this will be an example for the left to see how important the task is in Iraq, that this is you know, the main focus for the war on terror, and maybe this will, you know, shut the left up and they'll come out and support our efforts in Iraq. And that was basically the gist of what he was saying.
Yeah, okay.
No, and no surprise. I mean, because when there was no terrorist attacks, that was proof of how important the job was that we were doing and how good that was going. And now that there have been terrorist attacks, now it's proof of how well it's going and what a good job we're doing. I mean, it's, you know, if America can't see that they are being lied to and manipulated by cretins and creeps like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and the entire Fox News lineup, if they can't figure that out at this point, then I think the country may be in worse shape than even I thought. But you know, I'm just hoping that they can see this kind of thing and say, you know what, something ain't right here. You know, these guys are liars and they're manipulators, and it's out and out purely propaganda. And I can't believe that kind of thing is allowed on our airwaves, much less that it's allowed to be that it is as popular as it is.
Well,
but, you know, so was throwing Christians to the lions. So there you go.
Well, you know, and for a moment, you know, let's look at part of the reality of Fox News. They've lost a considerable market share since the election. And I think you and I talked about this before, Brad. Some of it, of course, is just post-election blahs. People are going, okay, not as much reason to tune in. They are still America's number one cable news outlet. There's no question about that. But I am seeing some significant movement downward for the Fox cable network. And I think partially when you talk about Brent Hume and you talk about this, whatever that jackass's name is on Fox and Friends, I just can't stand that show. I mean, I can't stand that show.
Right.
You know, you begin to see that more and more people are tuning them out. Brad, I think that we're, you know, and we see that as well. And look at the grassroots stuff that you and I are involved in, more and more people getting involved. I don't think this is coincidental.
No, I hope you're right. I don't know if it is or not, but I do hope you're right. And I was Chris Bowers from MyDD.com, which is a great blog. He's been doing some reports on this, and he reported a couple of weeks ago that there's what's called a liberal advertising network that works together to sell blog ads, and it's made up of about 59 different progressive blogs. And he did a bit of a study and looked at the number of users or page hits that these 59 progressive blogs get, and there's like 59 of the leading progressive blogs, and he compared that to the number of viewers on Fox, MSNBC, and CNN combined. Guess what? More folks are reading the progressive blogs than are tuning in to all three cable networks combined, particularly in the younger demographic, I think the 22 to 50 demographic, something like that. So there is evidence. I don't think it's something we can know for sure yet, but there is evidence that people are moving away from that. I tell you, I used to have Fox on around the clock here. I never turned the damn thing on anymore. And, you know, and I didn't watch it because I, you know, agreed with their politics, but I wanted to keep an eye on what they were talking about. And the more they've drifted off into just out and out Republican propaganda and, you know, the latest missing young blonde girl, you know, they have just made themselves more and more irrelevant, I think, in this country. And hopefully it's a sign that people are tuning out and tuning in to actual information sources, even if they have to find them for themselves on the web, on the radio, wherever they are. There is evidence to suggest that they are seeking them out. So I hope you're right.
Well, self-empowerment is the real gift. I mean, you know, if somebody wants to give themselves a gift, empower yourself. Go out there and challenge the information. I say that about this very program, Brad Friedman, all the time. If you don't believe me, if you think I'm lying, go ahead, prove me wrong. I invite that kind of discourse. And, of course, I just want it to be backed with facts. But I think it's incumbent upon all of us, Brad, to, you know, what is your slogan again?
Which, be the media?
Absolutely.
Someone's got to, yeah. I think what you suggest is correct, because when we look at some of these issues, whether it's the Downing Street memo, whether it's election reform, I mean, the fact that you have these monoliths of corporate media with so much money and so much power who completely ignore all of these stories, that the stories still continue on anyway, that there's, you know, as you mentioned on July 23rd, that there's going to be 40 meetings around the country with congressional representatives, that the word is getting out anyway. These guys, despite all of their money, despite all their corporate control of the airwaves and the newspapers and everything else, the word is getting out. So I believe that people are becoming self-empowered. They are becoming the media.
All right, Brad, we got to get to the break. Bradblog.com, Bradshow.com as well. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Your opinion matters. Call Tony now at 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. 66 on the Michigan Talk Radio Network. Come join the fun in Ankerville, Michigan, July 15th through the 17th at the 33rd Annual Immaculate Conception Church Family Fun and Perch Festival. Enjoy outstanding entertainment, family fun, cash prizes, and lots of great things to eat, including perch dinners Friday and Saturday night. The Family Fun and Perch Festival in Ankerville, where the kids will enjoy rides, the climbing wall, and a game tent. You'll enjoy the fishing contest, Vegas Room, and the 9th Annual Perch Run on Sunday. The entire family will enjoy the entertainment, including the Teen Angels, the Cracker Jack Band, and much more. This summer, visit the Family Fun and Perch Festival in Ankerville, Michigan, July 15th through the 17th. Ankerville, Michigan is about halfway between Detroit and Port Huron, 7 miles east of I-94 on Lake St. Clair's Anchor Bay. The Immaculate Conception Church 33rd Annual Family Fun and Perch Festival. Your summer won't be complete if you let this one pass you by. The 33rd Annual Family Fun and Perch Festival, July 15th through the 17th in Ankerville, Michigan.
Casino and hotel. nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of victories.
Want to play around in Northern Michigan? Victories Casino and Hotel has summer golf packages starting at $102 per person. The package includes a room, 18 holes of golf with cart, dinner in the Mukwa Cafe, and a gaming package based on double occupancy. To find out more, call 1-877-4-GAMING. Get into the swing of things with our summer golf package from Victories Casino and Hotel. Owned and operated by Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Call 1-877-4-GAMING for all the details. And come play around in Northern Michigan.
Victories. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victories Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of victories. Nothing beats the thrill of victories.
Victories Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victories Casino and Hotel.
Nothing beats the thrill.
Nothing beats the thrill of victories.
Nothing beats the thrill of staying at Victory's Hotel. Each of our rooms was created to soothe weary travelers with relaxing color schemes and exquisite furnishings. With a rich combination of natural designs and an impeccable attention to detail, Victory's Hotel is the crown jewel of hospitality in Petoskey, Michigan, featuring 10 suites and many guest rooms offering enchanting views of Little Traverse Bay, plus a swimming pool and fitness center. Victory's Casino and Hotel, owned and operated by the Little Traverse Bay Bands of Odawa Indians. Call 1-877-4-GAMING for more information.
Victories. There's a lot better ways to get your thrills at Victories Casino and Hotel. Nothing beats the thrill of victories. Nothing beats the thrill of victories.
Victories Casino and Hotel in Petoskey.
Looking to get away this summer? Visit Mackinac City. There's more than just great fudge in this lakeshore community. Visit interactive historical sites and the quaint shopping district, including the unique shops at Mackinac Crossings, Mackinac Bay Trading Company, and historic downtown. Enjoy live theater entertainment and Thunder Falls Family Water Park, home of Michigan's largest wave pool. Take a leisurely ferryboat ride to Mackinac Island and take a step back in time for the day. Stretch your summer vacation dollars. Stay in Mackinac City. There are over 50 hotels and resorts to accommodate you during your Northern Michigan holiday. Choose from one of many vacation packages. Mackinac Area Visitors Bureau does the work. You have the fun. To learn more about Mackinac City and to order your free Mackinac vacation guide, call 800-686-0160. That's 1-800-686-0160. Or visit online at MackinacCity.com.
Tony Trupiano Show, your guiding light in a sea of lies.
Carl Rove, we might as well call him the butcher inside the Beltway. This guy is one of the most incredible and uncredible people that I've ever read about, heard about, or, you know, experienced.
To compare this in any way to Dick Durbin's slandering of American troops or Howard Dean's diarrhea of the mouth every day.
Okay, you freaking idiot.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
You're back on the Free Speech Zone, 39 minutes ago. And, you know, Brad, we were expecting an announcement today. As you know, I had a very good source that said Rehnquist would announce his retirement today. I called that source Brad Friedman, and apparently because of yesterday's terrorist attacks, that may not happen till Monday or Tuesday next week.
I gotcha. I hear that Raw Story is reporting, or is it Novak? I'm not sure that the announcement may come anyway today, but at least that was earlier this morning last I saw it. So we'll forgive you for getting it wrong, Tony.
Hey, listen, you don't take a shot, you can't hit anything, right?
Actually, after I spoke with you, I did some checking, and I think your source was very, very good, and so I'm not doubting that it was because of those terrorist bombings that everything got thrown off schedule. But we'll see where it goes. I think in either case, it looks like Rehnquist is going to be retiring any moment. And it was pointed out to me, actually, that what we're facing, by the way, is not two confirmation hearings, but actually three confirmation hearings, because they need to determine a new Chief Justice as well. So it's going to be a long, hot summer, Tony.
It is going to be a long, hot summer. Not that I'm complaining, but let's talk a little bit about the process. And Brad, of course, it comes as no surprise to anybody in this audience that the Democrats have a very serious task in front of them. No matter who the president nominates, no matter where they stand philosophically or ideologically, the Democrats really do need to prove over the course of the summer months that they can lead. And that is probably more important than who the president will nominate.
Well, the problem is that leading is somewhat, truly leading, I think, is somewhat different than what the country now regards as leadership. I mean, the guys on the right, you mentioned Rove in the opening business, and maybe we'll get some time to talk about that case. But, you know, those guys are on the right. Say what you want about them, but they are political masters. And I don't think that's necessarily the same as leading. And the reason I say that they're political, you know, just geniuses, is because now we're looking at a situation where Alberto Gonzalez is seen to be the moderate candidate, is seen to be, you know, the acceptable one somehow or another to Democrats. I think Harry Reid said, oh, he'd be fine with us. And I'm like, good Lord, this is the fellow who, you know, wrote a memo saying that we can ignore the Geneva Convention and the torture is just fine by him, thanks. And now he's the moderate, he's the acceptable one to the Democrats, and you know, God love Harry Reid, but I don't think they're helping their cause either politically or in a leadership capacity by sort of rolling over and saying, well, that's okay, we'll take him. So you're going to get, it looks like you're going to get Gonzalez, a torturer, as the moderate choice, and then they'll choose someone even farther to the right.
Well,
and the
that,
other guy.
And Brad, that has Karl Rove written all over it as well. The president last weekend, as you'll recall, you know, did a little shout out to the extremists in the Republican Party saying, hey, come on now, guys, let's not fight about Al. He's my friend.
Right.
You know, he went out, the president went out of his way to paint Alberto Gonzalez as a moderate, embracing that and then just cautioning people, leave my friend alone. He even used that kind of language, Brad. And, it, you know, listen, they were very crafty in the way they positioned Alberto Gonzalez. Now,
you
of course,
not to be too cynical here, but I think that those folks on the right who were complaining, oh, no, we don't want Alberto Gonzalez because he's, you know, not going to support, not going to be against abortion. And, you know, I think they were in on the game, too. And I think if they come out and argue against him, then they know, and the Democrats always do this, you know, they'll come out and argue for him. And you know, it was like when Howard Dean was in the primaries, I remember, prior to the election, and the Republicans were coming out and saying, oh, please give us Howard Dean, we would love to have him be the nominee, which I think is baloney, and I think he would have mopped up the floor with Bush. But the Democrats, not known for their courage, said, we better not give him Howard Dean, because that's who they want, so let's find someone else, let's get John Kerry. So, you know, they fall for these tricks. Rove is a master at them, and actually going to have someone, looking forward to it, going to have someone on the show this weekend, Bill Israel, who is a friend of Rove's to this day, and yet is writing a rather scathing book about him. So I hope to get some insight on that about this guy. But, yeah, these guys are political masters, and this fight, this confirmation fight, frankly, as far as I can tell, is already over.
Well, yeah. I hope that's one, and I never want you to be wrong. I hope this time you are, Brad Friedman.
Man, I hope I'm wrong, too.
All right, let's take a quick break. Ellis, you'll be up next right after the break. Stay where you're at. We will talk more about Karl Rove on the other side. Of course, as we know, or as we think we know, or what the hell do we know? But somebody leaked information about Valerie Plame. Was it Karl Rove? Well, we're going to find out eventually. I'm sure Judy Miller knows. I know Judy Miller knows. We'll take a break. We'll be back. I'm Tony Truppiano on the Free Speech Zone. Stay with us.
How much time do you spend each day managing your personal or business calendar? 15 minutes? A half an hour? Maybe more? Is the conference room available for next week's meeting? And how many people do you have to ask to find out? Have you ever misplaced or, worse yet, lost your day planner or handheld device? And what do you do about that missing information? Do you own or operate a salon or carpet cleaning business? How about a realty office or any one of a thousand other service-based organizations? Can your customers make their appointments even when your office is closed? If any of this sounds familiar, then schedule online is the solution for you. For more information, call toll-free at 888-668-3355. That's 888-668-3355. Or visit us online at www.scheduleonline.com.
My name is Sal Cipriano, eating delicious Better Made potato chips. Why? Because I'm president of the company and I love them. I want to tell you about our new bag for the summer and all season long. It's our new Detroit Tiger baseball bag, filled with delicious Better Made potato chips and barbecue flavored potato chips. So look for them in your store all season long. Check out our new flavors: Salvatore's Sicilian style potato chips, Izzy's Deli Dill, and Kathy's Creamy Barbecue, which is sour cream and sweet barbecue. Also, our new flavors of salt and pepper and ketchup.
And starting July 8th, 20th Century Fox unleashes Fantastic Four at theaters nationwide. Watch for Fantastic Four bags of Better Made.
Potato chips.
We're the official chip of the Detroit Tigers, celebrating the All-Star Game at Comerica Park. Oh, these potato chips are delicious.
Hey, Michigan, did you know there's a website just for you? There is. MLive.com is for people who work, live, and play in Michigan. With MLive.com, you're only a mouse click away from Michigan's best news. We've got all the latest news from the Grand Rapids Press, the Kalamazoo Gazette, the Muskegon Chronicle, and many others updated round the clock on our site. We bring you dozens of news, sports, and business stories from communities around the state every day. Looking for a new car, house, or job? Check out MLive.com's classified section where you can search thousands of local listings to find just more. We've got it at MLive.com. Visit our entertainment section to find movie times and locations, read reviews, and even see movie trailers. Want help with a home repair project? Visit the home and garden section on MLive.com and get personal advice from our resident expert handyman. Whatever you're looking for in Michigan, we've got you covered. MLive.com, the most useful website in Michigan.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-664-3952 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-664-3952 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-664-3952 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-664-3952 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
From Marquette to Monroe, it's the Tony Show.
You guys are all upset over these Downing Street memos. Where are the originals? It sounds like another Dan Rather thing to me.
Trust me, with the right-wing spin machine out there, if these weren't authentic, we'd have known it weeks ago.
I don't believe they are authentic.
Well, I know you don't think they're authentic because it doesn't support your Kool-Aid drinking view of what's happening in the world.
Call Tony now at 888-900-9966.
And welcome back. It is 10 minutes before the top of the hour. This is the Free Speech Zone. Brad Friedman, again, my guest with bradblog.com. Brad, let's go to the phones and welcome Alice to the Free Speech Zone. Alice, you're on the air.
Okay, Tony and Brad, I want to thank you both for getting the truth out. When last we heard from Congressman Conyers, he said he thought they were going to solve the crooked voting machine problem. Have either of you heard any more on that?
I know that they're still keenly interested in it and working on it. I've been working with his office on a couple of things that hopefully we can talk about a few weeks down the road. They, I think everybody has been sort of sandbagged by the Downing Street memo situation. And then these continuing scandals that keep popping up. There's an enormous scandal, as you know, the CoinGate scandal going on right now in Ohio. This Duke Cunningham business out here in California. I mean, there are just so many corrupt Republicans right now and so many scandals that, and frankly, so few Democrats who are really in there fighting that a lot of it has fallen to John Conyers and his office, and he's leading the way amongst the Democrat Judiciary amongst the Judiciary Committee Democrats. And so my understanding is he's still on the job. His book is still available on the What Happened in Ohio. As a matter of fact, I think they're going to be selling it at bradblog.com this weekend because the readers are throwing a big blogathon for me this weekend. To get in that plug, but
wait a minute here, Brad.
Yeah.
Friedman.
Yes, sir.
Not just a plug. Tell people how they can get involved.
Well, beginning I think about 2 hours from now, we're going to, the readers are doing something rather brilliant, I think. We'll see how brilliant it is, but they're hoping it'll serve as a model for other blog sites out there. What they've decided to do is get together and create a Brad blogathon. And they're going to take over my blog for the next 3 days. They've got a bunch of guest bloggers coming in to live blog. Bob Patricus from the Columbus Free Press. Clint Curtis, the vote-rigging whistleblower who I reported on, I've been reporting on for the last 6 months. Robert Kohler from Tribune Media Services. David Cobb, the Green Party presidential candidate, is going to be guest blogging on Brad Blog this weekend. So there's tons of folks. Larissa Alexandrovna from Raw Story is going to be guest blogging. Tons of folks are going to be guest blogging, taking questions live from readers all weekend long. They're going to be selling books and Brad Blog shirts and bumper stickers and everything, frankly, to help pay the bills around here and to help keep me on the air with the radio show and on the blog. And God love them. They've organized this entire thing, and I hope it works.
Just go to bradblog.com to participate.
That's all you got to do. Go to bradblog.com. There's going to be all kinds of stuff there all weekend long going on, auctions, raffles, all kinds of stuff. So please, please come on by, participate, spread the word, because I think we really are hoping that this will be a model. Because a lot of bloggers out there are in a similar situation that I am, you know, and we don't collect a salary from, you know, Tribune Media or Time Inc. We have to figure out how to pay for all of this time that it's costing ourselves. So, you know, donations are appreciated, and, you know, hopefully this, as I say, will serve as a model for other blog sites out there to help keep guys like me doing what we're doing.
Now, Brad, I just to briefly change the topic, we've only got a couple minutes left before we have to get out of here. I do want to let you and my audience know that there is a group of 55 Democrats that have formed a new progressive caucus. And I wasn't sure if you were aware. They only announced that, Brad, earlier in the week, and there's not a lot of information, but what I've read, I'm very excited.
Yes, I was aware of it because my partner in VelvetRevolution.us was actually at that meeting last week, and VelvetRevolution.us has been invited to join the Progressive Caucus, and we are pleased to do so. So, yeah, it's encouraging. We'll see what happens.
Well, there is movement in the positive for those of us that aren't Republicans. Because not – and, Brad, I need to remind people – you're not necessarily a Democrat. I think people sometimes think that if you're against this administration, you must be a Democrat. A lot of people want to see progress in this country that do not belong to the Democratic Party.
Correct, and that's part of that's by design as well. This whole red state, blue state nonsense, you know, where you're either you're either with us or you're against us, you know. And anyone who doesn't toe the line of George W. Bush is, you know, thrown into a blue state bin, must be a Democrat, a liberal, whatever, and that's not necessarily the way it goes. I disagree with Democrats quite frequently.
Brad, I need to interrupt you. I need to interrupt you. Not only are we out of time, report on the Drudge Report. If we can rely on that, Rehnquist will retire tonight.
There you go. You had it right.
All right, Brad. Thanks so much. Good luck with the blogathon, bradblog.com. That'll do it for us. We'll be back in the Free Speech Zone after the top of the hour.
Call 888. 888-